Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Coaching Carousel Episode Part 2 on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Your home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Coaching Carousel Part 2 episode of the week. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
And I'm joined by my co-host, DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, tobacco road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be. How you doing, hey, pal?
Doing good, man. How are you? What's going on?
Dude, I mean, what is going on? Every time I pick up the phone, there's crazy shit happening. Gary Patterson. Look, I have a connection to TCU. And I'd always been told that Gary Patterson, which is the reason why his track record against Texas has been fantastic since he was the head coach at TCU. He hates Texas. He had hated Texas. Apparently he would focus so much on this game. They had to beat Texas. And then he's forced into retirement by TCU. And now he is the defensive coordinator. Sarkisian, that this is being reported that he's the new defensive coordinator of Texas. This is a great hire.
Funny how that works. Funny how it works. How you hate somebody, you love the school you're at, and it things go sour there, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what?
Yeah,
I don't mind jumping over to the rival.
Yeah, and give me a shit ton of money, and I can beat my. Hey. I got a year at least, maybe 2 years, where I could beat the team that forced me into retirement.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, what do you make of that hire? That's
great.
I mean,
hire.
Yeah.
Patterson is known to have great defenses, and as a head coach, he took TCU to never dreamed of heights before. You know, 1 year they could have made the playoffs.
Should have made fair and equitable,
which it isn't. But it's a great hire, and Texas needs a guy like him. You know, especially as defense coordinator, but also as an advisor to Sarkisian. Because let's face it, who's a better head coach?
Could that be concerning, knowing that your defensive coordinator is a way better head coach than you?
You got to, you know, put your ego aside there if you're Sark. But in all seriousness, I think it was a very good hire. And I think this Texas defense, you better watch out, because talent has never been a problem. Apparently it's been coaching. So give him some time and give him the talent, and they're going to put together a pretty nice defense.
Well, and when you really think about it, what happens if they struggle a little bit, they fire Sark and Patterson's that head coach? I mean, the guy is not that old. I get it. He's 61, but he could still do a decade of coaching.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know we had Patty C talking about it. He thought he had slipped lately. Dude, in 2017, he was 11-3. They won the Alamo Bowl. 18-7-6. Okay, 2019, 5-7. That was a tough year. But then they responds in a COVID season with a winning record. And then last year, this past year, 3-5, and they fired him. But this guy's not that far removed from, 2014, 12-1, 2015, 11-2, 2017, 11-3.
He had a hell of a stretch there. Now you did see some cracks in the ship, and they were starting to take on water a little bit, you know? So I don't blame TCU for going in a different direction, but I do think he is the right man for the job as defensive coordinator at Texas. And we'll see where that goes. Maybe he's just there for a year or two. And then maybe he goes elsewhere to coach. Who knows what happens with Sarkisian. So all I know right now, it is a hell of a hire. The guy was not unemployed for long, and I should tell you something. So I know we don't like to root for Texas around here, but yeah. Nice hire.
Well, that's the thing too, is like, he should be a head coach somewhere out there. Yeah. He should be a head coach.
And he could have been, it's almost like when Alabama takes like fired coaches.
Yeah.
Well, they're for a year or two, and then they'll bounce back and take another big job.
And Gary Patterson, he's a country singer, musician. He plays the guitar. He has records. I wonder if this was appealing to him, being that Austin, you've been to Austin with me. Every bar you go into, they're playing live music. Maybe Gary Patterson gonna dial up some blitz schemes, and then on Tuesday night you can catch him at the old Buffalo Inn, you know, playing some tunes.
There you go.
Who knows? But okay, let's shift the focus here. Miami coaching search seems to be batshit crazy. Mario Cristobal. Wow. They said they're waiting for an offer from Mario Cristobal. Oregon also did an extension, apparently, that from reports that would be, you know, somewhere in the vein of all this crazy money that's being thrown out there with Mel Tucker money.
They offered an extension, which has not been agreed to by Cristobal, right?
Probably waiting this out. Obviously, they're a couple hours away from playing the Pac-12 championship against Utah. in the Death Star in Vegas. So, but at the same time, you have Manny Diaz, who's coaching over at Miami, trying to keep his recruiting class together. Right. This is, right. From multiple people, Dennis Dodd, a few other guys in the press, seeing that, you know, they have this board of, I don't know what you want to deem this this committee at Miami that's trying to deem. They need to hire an athletic director. And then there's just, it seems to be, chaos, like certain coaches or certain people, part of this committee, they want Diaz out, half want him in. And in the meantime, Diaz is just sitting there trying to say, hey, come play. When they lose, Rhett Lashley's the new offensive or new head coach at SMU. So they lose their offensive coordinator, which has been a big problem in the Manny Diaz era, even prior to Manny Diaz, the offense has been an issue. What do you make of this Miami situation? And what I find hilarious about it is Mario Cristobal, I don't even think is that good of a coach. He's kind of like Manny Diaz, but what do you make of this?
Right. Well, it seems like, first off, there's way too many cooks in the kitchen. If you're Miami, if you have a committee that's like 60 plus people, that is just absolutely ridiculous. Hire the AD first. You don't hire a coach and then hire the AD. It was the Redskins. Remember the Redskins hired an offensive coordinator before they hired their head coach like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And then no head coach wanted to go there. So they ended up hiring Jim Zorn, who was awful.
Ran a fake field goal, two consecutive plays. One of the best moments in NFL history. I think they were playing the New York Giants.
Yeah. If you don't have an AD, chill out this year, hire an AD. If Manny Diaz continues to put up average football teams, you make the move next year and that AD can hire his guy. It's all backwards here. And meanwhile, Manny Diaz is just sitting in the wind here. Like, what the hell is going on? And if you're Mario Cristobal, are you attracted to that situation there?
Yeah. Apparently enough that he's not signing the extension yet. Maybe you want to see how much money.
Yeah, play a little hardball, I guess, you know. But also, if you're Mario Cristobal, do you want to be hired by a university without an AD?
Yeah.
No, you want the AD to pick you, and then you know you're working with that AD. If you go to a school without AD, you don't know who the hell your AD is going to be. it all around, it makes absolutely no sense. I'm not surprised there's leaks if there's 60 plus people on this committee. So something that should be done privately, because all these schools do this back channeling where they're checking with coaches and everything, but that's all done private. Once it seeps into public knowledge, it becomes a complete shit show. And that's exactly what it has been. I feel kind of sorry for Manny Diaz, but
yeah,
if I was him, I might start looking elsewhere too, just to, you know, stay 1 foot ahead of the executioner.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if he just resigned and then Cristobal signed that contract? So then Miami's like, let's quickly find a coach. I don't know. Maybe you end up with a better coach. That could be a blessing in disguise. Okay, there's that. There's Brian Kelly introduced at the Ohio LSU basketball game yesterday. Absolutely fucking hilarious. Coming out with this crazy Southern accent, and someone on the internet, what's great, paired up the audio of him saying family at Notre Dame compared to him saying family at LSU. This was one of the funniest things. One. This is one of the funniest things I've seen. Did you hear him talk though? He's talking
dude, Twitter has been, I mean, there's been so many memes and so many jokes and everything. It has been absolutely hilarious. Not really the kind of introduction or the kind of start that you want down there. Cause right now everybody's making fun of him pretty much. And that just shows what kind of used car salesman that he is. But hey, often used car salesmen make pretty good college football coaches. So that's true. I don't know.
Look, and this is, I think, the funniest thing that's happened since Bobby Petrino's road rash face. You know, like this.
Doesn't compare to that.
Yeah, well, it's not as good as that, but it's hilarious. This is absolutely hilarious. Quick other couple notes here. Rich Rodriguez introduced as Jacksonville State head coach, I believe.
I didn't see that.
I believe that is final here. Let me just make sure.
IDC's got to be happy.
Well, Jackson
FCS.
No, but they're jumping up to the Conference USA in 2 years. So
that's true.
Interesting to see what would happen there. I'm trying to. I believe this is a done deal. I see he's trending on Twitter, but by the way, that Akron Joe Moorhead thing, I don't think is real. I don't think that's a done deal at all. Yes. Jacksonville State, new head coach, Rich Rodriguez.
Fake news.
Yeah. But the fake news is Moorhead to Akron at the moment.
Gotcha. Okay.
Rich Rodriguez is the head coach, coming to Jacksonville State interview or Tuesday at 2 PM should be the press conference.
That's fantastic hire for them.
Yes. And they're going to be in the Conference USA in 2 years. They're down there in Alabama. I mean, that's not far from the talent that he can get. He did a great job at Arizona. Remember, he took them to the Pac-12 championship twice.
Yeah.
So that's a big hire there with the Gamecocks at Jacksonville State. And then Bronco Mendenhall stepping out of Virginia. I got a solo episode out on this, but quick take on UVA. Should they hire the OC? Is, I think, 62 years old. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but shouldn't they call Dan Mullen right away or what?
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? First off, I think we're all surprised Mendenhall stepped down. Granted, they lost four in a row, and as a defensive coach, he couldn't have been happy with the defense performance from the Cavaliers this year. But that came out of nowhere as well.
Yeah, and then you have You know, I don't know that. So them and Duke are what's open on the power. Well, in Oklahoma, Duke, yeah. and Virginia open on the Power Five front. Mid majors, there's still a few. I know Florida International. I think Troy, Fresno State, and Temple all.
And apparently Akron.
Yeah, Akron still out there. I think there, I might even be forgetting one or two still, but. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We'll have you covered on the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. We will see what happens with the Pac-12 championship tonight and just a loaded weekend. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We got you covered with all of our picks, previews, FCS playoffs. We will have you covered as that thing prolongs. A wild college football season news wise continues. And the transfer portal is just getting started too. So buckle up. We'll have you covered on the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. Let's do this. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Give me a follow. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Go get that SGPN app. It's free in the App Store and Google Play Store. Get access to all of our stuff. You got to do it. Check out the Slack channel as well. Sports Gambling Podcast. Okay, folks, this is the College Football Experience Coaching Carousel Craziness episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.